Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cass Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Welcome to the Michael Van Tool Show, followed by community highlights with Detroit spiritual ambassador missionary Hattie Humphrey in 30 minutes. She's coming up at 9:30. Today is Sunday, June 28, 2020. Thank you again for waking up with us. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit's spiritual ambassador, missionary Hattie Humphrey. I'm here with the Sunday morning team. Good morning, Henrietta Ivey, political analyst and political activist, community activist, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit.
Good morning. And how are you this beautiful day?
I am doing well. In spite of the ankle, it's getting better, and I'm able to move around a little more, so that's good news. But other than that, it's beautiful outside, and I'm, you know, it's just a wonderful day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I know we've got church-closed weather coming up, and I know you've got some important weather information to share with us this morning. And also, Sunday Morning Team Lifestyle Editor from the Batchelor Davis Group, author, speaker, podcast host, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Henrietta. I hope you feel better. And good morning, Detroit.
What a beautiful day it is. And starting in July, because I've got a few calls and people were like, Michael, we want to jump in and talk with the Sunday Morning Team and make comments. So starting in July, everybody who dials in, I'm just going to go down the list and give them an opportunity to make a question, to ask a question or make a comment. So I'm going to go down the list. This is starting in July. I'm going to open up phone lines. So get ready. When you call in on the line, 563-999-3557, we're going to open up the lines for your question or comment starting in July. And don't forget, you can still go to blogtalkradio.com and listen live. So that's starting in July. So I think it's exciting. And, guys, I think it just shows that our listeners are just ready. They're listening. They're ready to jump in with our conversations, because we are having some lively conversations, I tell you, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We really are.
And I think and that's with a lot of the guests that we have, and I think a lot of the what's going on around the country. That's why I had to change our news and weather to news/commentary, because, you know, some stuff you just got to say something. It's just happening in a crazy world right now.
Absolutely.
I'm telling
Absolutely.
You. Well, anyway, speaking of the news is brought to you by Optimal IT Solutions. If you've got a computer, desktop or laptop, and you need repairs, maybe needs a new hard drive, maybe it's flooded with viruses and all that kind of stuff, and it's not working right, maybe it's too much data, needs to be cleaned out, call Optimal IT Solutions at 248-796-2429. That's how I survive, I tell you. I survive with my IT guy. At Optimal IT Solutions. Anytime I have a problem, I call him, 248-796-2429. He'll show up at your business to get your computers up and running. TCBC, the Time and Conference and Banquet Center. I've heard that some hotels and conference centers are booking up now. So now's the time to call the Time and Conference and Banquet Center, because don't wait too late, because things are going to get booked up, and you're going to have to go way into 2021, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
to, you know, in order to get your events.
Yeah.
With me, people are, you know, everybody don't like all this Zoom stuff.
Yeah, that's some people, true.
Some people just want to get back and just, you know, I know that's what we all want to do, but some people just want to get back and have there are wedding receptions, there are conferences, there are political races heating up. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of activity, and now's the time to call the Time and Conference Banquet Center, and get your events booked. Get it on the schedule so that they know. So
yeah.
Any kind of event, reception, anniversary, birthday party, cabaret, workshops, political events, reunions, any special occasion. Rental space is available. They got a commercial kitchen. And they've got all the extras to help you, too. If you need limousine, microphones, a DJ, caterer, event planning, photographer, decorations, invitations, a projector, all that, you just let them know. They got it. Here's the number to call. Yep, here's the number to call. 313-444-5859. Again, 313-444-5859 for the Tyman Conference and Banquet Center. And here's another number too, 313-588-0432. Let me give that to you again. 313-588-0432, TCBC, Time and Conference and Banquet Center on the Detroit-Dearborn border, 313-588-0432. Relani's Boutique passed me a note too. They said enjoy 15% off your order when you schedule an appointment to shop at Relani's Boutique in Southfield. Women's fashions and a safe private shopping experience and a free gift with each appointment. So call Veronica at 313-815-8234. That's 313-815-8234 for your shopping appointment. And it's at 10 Mile and Lasser, and you get a free gift with each appointment. But also enjoy 15% off your order when you schedule your appointment to shop at Relani's Boutique. All right. When we come back, we've got the latest news and church clothes weather for you. We'll be right back after these messages.
Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, invites you to see her at her new location at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales on Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Need a new ride but have the bad credit blues? Regina will get you financed. Newcomb's has 50 years of happy drivers and a large selection of vehicles below market value. We offer a 3-month, 4,500-mile limited warranty, plus free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Stop by and see Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales, Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 Mile just west of Lasser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Close Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Lasser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life
is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. I just wanted to remind you, Mr. Mary, fired up and ready to go at 9:30 with Community Highlights. I just talked to her. She is waiting in the wings. And looking forward to talking with you at 9:30. So that's Missionary Hattie Humphrey, Community Highlights, coming up at 9:30 or in about 20 minutes. In the news, three people have died and one is permanently blind from methanol poisoning after drinking hand sanitizer in New Mexico. Another three people are in critical condition, according to the New Mexico Department of Health. All seven people are believed to have drunk hand sanitizer containing methanol. The cases were reported to the Poison Control Center and were related to alcoholism. As global coronavirus cases surpass 10 million, coronavirus cases are spiking again in the U.S. The United States reported more than 40,000 new cases on Friday. More than half the states are seeing a rise in cases. Texas, Arizona, California, and Florida are seeing apocalyptic surges in major cities. Michigan is seeing a slight rise in cases since June 17th. Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury and head of the Church of England, says the church should reconsider its portrayal of Jesus as a white man. Some denominations around the world now acknowledge that their portrayal of Jesus as white is incorrect. As you know, even the King James Version describes Jesus as having hair like white wool, eyes like blazing fire, feet were like bronze, and a voice like rushing waters. Another scripture says, feet like unto fine brass. Guys, we've known this for a long time.
Yes, the Lord. You know I have to be right on this. You know what, Michael? We have, you know, it just goes to show how much of black history has been changed and hidden. And it's not to say that other cultures have not contributed. It does say to the fact that black culture has the truth about who we are has been changed so much and hidden a lot. I mean, it clearly states in the Bible what you just stated, and it's there. So if anybody in their right mind should know, okay, well, the Bible says hair like wool, curly hair, eyes like fire, probably, you know, brown, dark brown or hazel eyes, and feet right. like
bronze, which means it's brown.
You know,
is right, yeah.
That's,
yeah.
He's
that's
of color.
Explanatory.
Yeah, yeah. And but just imagine. See, and this impacts how we feel about ourselves. You know, if they're not telling us the truth about that, how many other things? How many other people were really people of color in history? Think about
this.
Well, it's interesting because we talk about this, and what you realize is how much has been whitewashed. When
yeah.
you look at characters mm-hmm. like Hannibal from history, when
mm-hmm.
you listen to people talk about Egypt as if Egypt isn't in Africa. Egypt is in Africa.
Thank you.
And, you know, when we talk about pharaohs, they were of color. However,
mm-hmm.
yes, they had Greek and Roman people there. They were a metropolitan area, very much like a New York or an L.A., where you'd have all different types of people. But still,
mm-hmm.
people of color were there. And there were other people in the Bible who were kings and queens who were of color. And
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, when you go east, you see all the representations where you see
mm-hmm.
the Virgin Mother and you see baby Jesus as black. You don't
mm-hmm.
see them as the version that we see here. And unfortunately, this is what people have used to enslave, to control people. And just,
yeah.
as you said, Henrietta,
mm-hmm.
feel your history where you don't know who you are. It is so important that we learn about who we are, learn who God is, and just understand that there is a purpose for all of us, not just
That's
for
right.
one group of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that whole education about our history needs to be revamped, and it's like it needs to be taken much more seriously in our schools than
yeah.
it is now, because we are not hearing and reading about the true and authentic black history. And it's not
right.
just Harriet Tubman and Martin Luther King. You know,
exactly.
Those
exactly.
are the only two African-American or black heroes in history. We've got to really
yeah.
start open up to show that there were many, many more, many throughout history.
And as,
and mm-hmm.
as parents, one of the things that I noticed, and Michael, you hit the nail on the head, that is what you hear for Black History Month. So when I was a kid for Black History Month, every day you learned about a different particular person. And now it seems like we only focus on three or four people. We talk about Rosa Parks, we talk about Martin
yeah.
Luther King, and we talk about Harriet Tubman. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we may add one other person in there, but that's about it. It starts with us at home. We got to go back
yep.
to what we were raised with and what we learned with. Our first
yep.
instructors are our teachers, our grandmothers, our aunts, our uncles, our cousins, whomever in our family who is
mm-hmm.
the person who keeps the stories. You have to start telling your kids from a very young age who they are, because if you don't, the world will tell you. And as we see what's happening
mm-hmm.
around the world today, you don't want the world to tell you what you
mm-hmm.
are, because the world will tell you that you're bad, you're a criminal, that you don't
mm-hmm.
matter, all these different things. So we have to instill that in our children from a
yeah.
very young age so that they can grow up and make the changes that we want to see in the world.
Yes,
and
that's
let me
why,
add to that.
Go ahead,
I wanted to share there was an incident in my grandson's school during Black History Month, and I think it was last year in early 2019. But however, I was picking them up, and he said, "Well, Grandma, I got a problem at school." I said, "What do you mean you have a problem at school, Jalen?" He said, "It's Black History Month, right?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "So my teacher told me to choose a leader. And she gave me a list, and my leader wasn't on the list." And I said, "My leader is not on the list." And the teacher told him, and I asked, I said, "The teacher, is she Caucasian or is she African-American?" He said, "No, she's white." I tried to keep it respectful, but he's like, "No, she's white." And I said, "Well, what did she say?" And he said, "I chose my leader, and I told her who I wanted. She told me that wasn't a real person in Black history, and I had to choose from the list that she gave him." And he was very upset. And he said, "I debated her." I said, "You debated her?" He said, "Yeah, I debated her and told her there are many, many African leaders, African American leaders in our history. This is not, you gave me a list and you gave me
well,
a list
good
of
for
who
him.
You said." And he said, "But I researched and it's way more than this." And he
wow.
got expelled for 3 days for that.
What?
Wow. I kid
you
are
not.
Are
you serious?
Get very serious. Me and my daughter had to go up to the school. Like, why did you go? Because he was being insubordinate.
Well, you know what?
That's
another issue too. Because as soon as you know, we can be at odds and there can be a difference. But as soon as they feel threatened, or they feel like we're too loud, or we're too confrontational, then it changes from what we were talking about. Then it changes to how aggressive you were. That's the same old
right.
trick that they've been
mm-hmm.
doing for decades,
mm-hmm.
and that's why this whole George Floyd thing is up right now. You know, before we get off track, what's the church closed weather today, Henrietta?
Oh, my goodness, Detroit, we have a beautiful 10-day weather. You know, today we got 71, a high of 85. It's 71 right now, but a high of 85 degrees and sunny with a little bit of cloud. Monday we have a beautiful 86. Tuesday, 87 with cloud. Wednesday, 86 in a little bit of cloud. Thursday, 89. And Friday, 89 as well. And all week long, it is just going to be beautiful, sunny, warm. We pick it back up next week in the mid-90s.
Sounds like a heat wave. That's a heat wave.
Yeah,
it's
the heat wave is coming, and the humidities are going to be high.
It's going to be hot, sunny, and dry. That's a heat wave to me. You better be ready.
Yes, you better be ready. So if you're going
better
to church
ready.
Today, you're going to have a beautiful, sunny, breezy day. The humidity is kind of low, but you're going to still get a nice breeze, and it's going to be enjoyable. So definitely get out your church clothes, hats, and your nice little chiffon dresses. You can definitely wear them today.
I know some people just can't wait to get out. It don't even matter where they're going. It could be church. They're ready to get. People that haven't even been to church probably come out and go to church now after this, you know, when this is over with.
Look, Michael, I
okay.
love sundresses I'm ready to wear, okay? And I twisted this darn ankle up and sprung it. I'm a little disappointed about that because it's like, oh, my God, I'm ready to get out here this summer, and I can't do it.
Yeah, now you got half
we'll
of the
be back
city
in no time. Just
watching. You, now
yes.
you got half the city watching and waiting to see how well you recover now. You know you got everybody locked onto
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm getting better, everybody. I'm getting better.
Well, guys, I just want to tell you something new that I'm starting now at Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Of course, you know I focus on business consulting, media consulting, and lending, alternative commercial lenders. But I think there's something else that's really important now, and I want to address this to people who have who don't have health insurance. And if you're not covered by an employer health care plan, if you're not covered properly, here's an affordable health care lifeline for you. It includes dental care, vision care, prescriptions, chiropractic, medical care, hospital stays, and telemedicine. Safe and secure, board-certified doctors available now. This program is for anywhere in America. Plans starting as low as $19.95. That's how low these plans start. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee, month-to-month payment plans, 24/7 access to a physician, imaging and radiographic services, board-certified ophthalmologist, patient advocacy, and thousands of dental, chiropractic, vision, hearing, and retail pharmacies are available through this plan, AmeriPlan. Mm-hmm. So shop online. Here, I set up a dedicated website specifically for to shop and purchase these affordable healthcare lifelines. And all you have to do is go to MichaelV.SaveWithDiscountHealthcare.com. Let me read it over slowly again. MichaelV.SaveWithDiscountHealthcare.com. Just go to that website. Go to my website. You can shop around. You can purchase. And these are affordable monthly plans, and there are health lifelines. Or you can just call me and say that you want to be covered now. Call me at 248-516-8300. And so many people, guys, are right now losing health insurance or getting
mm-hmm.
cut back on their health insurance. And this plan gives you dental, vision, even hearing, vision care, prescriptions, chiropractic, medical care. What I like is the telemedicine, so you don't have to go to the hospital or clinic. You can just call and have the doctor call and go through your diagnosis. and discussions on the phone. So that's what I like.
Okay. And, yep, and you know, with Trump trying to disband it, Obamacare, this is something we can use.
And he was in court this past week trying to dismantle Obamacare, what's left of it. That is one of the cruelest things I've ever seen in my life, take away health care coverage for those in need during a worldwide pandemic. How, you know, I think unconsciously that's probably why I even decided to work with this company through Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Here's the email address again, the website, michaelv.savewithdiscounthealthcare.com, or you can just call me at 248-516-8300. Since we did mention church clothes weather, I did want to give a couple of shout-outs to a couple of people. Ishmael Terry, founder of AllForOneDetroit.org, doing great work in the community, working and collaborating with city and county, and a good friend, Ishmael Terry. Reverend Daryl Moore, pastor of Greater Southern Baptist Church on Fullerton and the congregation there. And Minister Ashe, our guest last Sunday, founder of the Economic Rights Movement from last Sunday's show. We had a great conversation with him on the radio last week. So I just want to give a few shout outs. Man, the time, look at that. Look at how fast this, we just blew through 26 minutes.
We sure did.
Yes.
Man, Missionary Humphrey is, I don't want to push her behind schedule, so I do need, we do need to get ready to move her in here. I want to thank the warrior lawyer, Attorney Johnny Hawkins. And let me tell you, I talked to somebody about the attorney this week, and when I told him that his name is the warrior lawyer, that got attention, because we were talking about a case that they needed some help with. And I said, well, you know, Johnny Hawkins is considered the warrior lawyer. And they're like, okay, I'm interested. Give me his number. He's an award-winning national attorney, a personal injury specialist. Here's the number for Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. And guys, if it wasn't for Attorney Johnny Hawkins and other sponsors like TCBC, we would not be here today. The number is 248-567-9990. Wow. All right. Missionary Humphrey is coming next. We've got a number of guests that she's going to be talking to that we're waiting to get jump on the line. It's going to be an interesting half hour. It's going to go by just as fast as our half hour. So when we come back, we'll be with Missionary Hattie Humphrey and Community Highlights. We'll be right back after these messages.
Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, invites you to see her at her new location at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales on Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Need a new ride but have the bad credit blues? Regina will get you financed. Newcomb's has 50 years of happy drivers and a large selection of vehicles below market value. We offer a 3-month, 4,500-mile limited warranty, plus free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Stop by and see Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales, Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills.
Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 miles just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Close Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening. Everything is going to be all right. Hold your head up high.
Look up to the sky. This is Community Highlights, an inspirational community affairs program with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool. Community Highlights is brought to you by the law offices of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker, and lead attorney Cliff Pascal. They can be reached at 248-353-7750. Franklin Wright Settlements, help the child, preserve the family, strengthen the community. Make a tax-deductible contribution today at 313-579-1000. American Standard Roofing, we've got you covered. Call Gail at 248-350-2323. I'm here with the Sunday morning team. Good morning, Henrietta Ivy. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning.
And good morning to Kimberly Batchelor Davis, new lifestyle editor.
Good morning. Good morning, Missionary.
And guys, as we wait to patch her in, Kimberly, what do we have coming up in July from you?
So in July, we're going to have a conversation about race, a conversation that we continue to have with all of the things that are going on. We saw the police officer kneel on the neck of George Floyd about a week or 2 weeks ago. We saw the video for Rashard Brooks in Atlanta, where a police officer has been charged in killing him because Rashard was asleep behind the wheel of a car at a Wendy's. Across the country, we have seen protesters erupt and stand up and be shot by police.
we have conversations like what we had this morning with Henrietta talking about her grandson, talking about history. And so we have a lot of different things that are going on. And a lot of people are feeling, is this 2020 or is this 1950? And people are wondering what happened to civil rights. People are wondering, how did we get here? People are wondering, we elected Barack Obama. We thought that we had moved forward. It feels like we've moved backward. So we're going to have a conversation that sort of talks about a lot of these things that we instinctively knew, but I believe that we ignore because of the things that we were able to do. And now that the proverbial can is sort of open, you have all these things that have just spilled over everywhere.
And
I'm looking for,
I'm sorry, and we're looking forward to that. And
absolutely.
Henrietta, what about you? What you got coming up?
Well, I in the next couple of weeks, Hug Detroit is going to be honoring late State Representative Isaac Robinson. I have just been invited to be the community liaison for Hug Detroit. So I have a new mission up under my belt, and we're getting things together so we can start Hug Detroit 2020.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to that, and we're glad that you're part of the team, too. And now, a lady who is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials and a resource to candidates running for public office. Her annual birthday banquet has turned into one of the most important political dinners in Metro Detroit. She's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend you can count on in the time of need. I call her Detroit's spiritual ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning to all of my staff members. But just before I go, I just want to say this prayer. While I come to you today on behalf of the men and the women, the children and of the world, I ask you today to bless them coming in and going out. We thank you, Lord, for just letting us live. We thank you for where you brought us from. I'm asking you to bless the city of our state. I'm asking you to bless our country. Take care of us, guide us, keep us, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning to all of my children out there. How are you doing? What you doing?
The Sunday morning team is here.
And I'm saying hello to every one of them that's there. And we thank God for them, and we love them today.
Good morning, Missionary. We love you, too.
Let me talk to Henrietta for a minute. Henrietta, how you doing, kid?
Hi. Good morning, Missionary. How are you?
I am just fine, just doing good, and
you
just thank God
beautiful.
I'm able to get around and do things, still doing my, as they used to say, mojo for the Lord, and I thank God for that. And just from my other child over there, the rest of y'all.
Good
Hello.
Morning, Missionary. How are you? It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to be heard, and I'm proud of all of you that are there. And before we go further, we want to send our love out to Sister Carter's family. Her daughter passed away. Bishop Moore, my friend. So many of them have gone home to go be with the Lord. We blessing them all. And I'm sending my love out to all of my Emma Bell and to Arkansas. We want to say hello to my brother in Arkansas, Louis Case and Bob Case and all of those folks. Those are my family that listen to me. And I want to say hello to the people that's in Ohio and in St. Louis, across the country. I love you. I'm just country. I just say, talk like I please, say what I want to say, and it's good to let you know of all of y'all. And Vantu, you and your family, all of y'all.
Thank you, Missionary. If we had a couple more people, we can actually have a board meeting since three of us are from Franklin Wright Settlement. Missionary, you're considered the dean of the board. Kimberly, you are our board secretary, and I'm vice chair. But I just want to say something about Franklin Wright because CEO and President Monique Marks and COO Stacy. They're working very hard to try and keep operations going, in-home programs, utility assistance, food pantry, feeding the homeless, Meals on Wheels. And they're still answering the phones, and they're still helping people even during this national health and financial emergency. So they're still working hard. And if you would like to donate or even enroll in some of these programs, here's the number you can call, 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000 for Franklin Wright Settlement. And then our friends at American Standard Roofing, just let Gail know that you heard it right here on Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey. They can fix your roofs now. This is the perfect time. They've got lifetime material warranties, certified installation crews, fully licensed, bonded, and insured workers, A-plus Better Business rating. They're family-owned and operated. At American Standard Roofing, we've got you covered. The number is 248-350-2323. Again, 248-350-2323. Missionary, our hotlines are open this morning, and Bishop Laster from Greater Pentecostal is on the line. We're patching him through right now. Good morning, great Bishop Charles M. Laster. Bishop Laster, go right ahead. The floor is yours. We're trying to see if we can patch him through. Bishop Laster, are you on the line with us? Well, we'll try to come back to him later. We're having a problem getting through his line. But Missionary, I also want to mention about Attorney Cliff Pascal.
Oh, yes.
That's our attorney here at Community Highlight. And they are a Southfield law firm. Their families are parts of the middle class, working class, union families who were raised to do the right thing. That's who Pascal, Tashman, and Walker are. We believe that to do well in this world, we must use our education and experience to help others. They've been around since 1968, and they strive just to do that. Their attorneys are widely recognized for their skills at the negotiating table and at trial, personal injury, worker disability, medical malpractice, family law and divorce, probate in the states, and real estate. And so that's Attorney Cliff Pascal from Pascal, Tashman, and Walker. Here's the number to reach Attorney Cliff Pascal, toll free, 800-826-0101. Again, toll free number for Attorney Cliff Pascal, 800-826-0101. Let's try to get back to Bishop Laster. We'll try, you know what? Let's go to Dr. Tony Booker. Tony Booker, good morning, Dr. Tony Booker. How are you this beautiful day?
I am blessed and highly favored this morning. Good morning, Missionary and Michael Bartu and everybody.
Good morning. And I want to say to Tony, they listen to you, especially my brother Louis way down in Arkansas. I think he got up just to hear Tony.
All right. Well, I want to say howdy to all of them down there. I just want to say that it's a beautiful day. I want to thank all the support that has been given on this year, and we're playing many for one of our tribe members' family, Elder Wayne Black. We lost him, and but we are going to have a memorial service for him on this coming Thursday at 12:00 noon, 2015 Puritan. If you'd like to come and just show your respects and love. So we did lose one of the choir members and one of my fellow musicians, Michael Madoon. But other than that, all is well.
All is well.
So Tony Booker, what do you have coming up later this year? Because I know there's only so many things we can do right now, but I know that you have some things in the works, and what are we looking at over the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, basically, we are trying to pull together a popcorn concerts throughout the city to register to vote. So we're going to musicians and singers are coming together to put that together and play some all over the city of Detroit. We want to get voters to get re-registered, and so we provide free concerts. And the first pop-up one will be at my own location, 2015 Pilgrimage, later on this month. They're all going to take care of the rates for 2 days. So these concerts are going to be free, but you'll hear more of them. And stay tuned.
You kind of faded out there a little bit. We missed that last sentence.
Okay.
All right, Tony. We blessed Tony today. And I also want to say to everybody, don't forget to start out in time, getting ready for to vote and get your registration, all of this kind of good stuff ready. And don't forget to go to church. Don't forget to always have God in your plan. Don't do nothing without God, trusting in Him.
That's right. And we want to thank gospel artist Tony Booker for calling in this morning with those updates and information. Missionary, we're going to go back to our hotline. Bishop Laster is on the line from Greater Pentecostal. Good morning, great Bishop Charles M. Laster. How are you, sir?
Good morning, good morning. And to all of you, to Brother Mike, to Miss Detroit, and so the great singer, recording artist, Tony Booker. Yes, God bless everybody today. Yes.
What's happening over at Greater Pentecostal?
Well, if I can just briefly tell you, yesterday we eulogized Bishop Samuel Moore of Mount Sinai House of Prayer, and an overwhelming crowd, and they're telling us distance, but I was pretty in the pulpit, and there was not I was safe in the pulpit and had my mask on, but it was we planned to have a short service, and you know how the saints do, they come to the shout. It was just so a joy for everybody to come in fellowship. We had a celebration, a very good send off. Amen. For a man of God that loved the city, that was a businessman, civic leader, and also a great seasoned pastor over 50 some odd years, a beacon in the community. We salute the Mount Sinai House of Prayer. At Greater Pentecostal Temple, we did have a outside service. Miss Detroit was there, and the great singer, recording artist, she was there. That we just got talking about, and recording artist Charles Laster, and we just made an impression on the community. And so, at Greater Pentecostal Temple, at the Lord's will, sometime in July, we're just waiting on the move of God to open the doors. Gradually and just comply to the rules of our state. But we are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, every media that we can get this good gospel out. It ain't even about the church. The name of the church is about souls. That's what we're all about. And that's what Bishop Samuel Moore was all about. Anybody know him? He was a man. A man of God, that's what he was. A giver.
Giver.
He was a giver.
Right.
Amen.
And what time will you be on? What time will you be on today, Bishop?
11:30 AM
11. Okay.
11:30, Lord's will, yes. Thank you.
A little over an hour from now. Okay.
Yes, we on Facebook. You can go Facebook and go to Greater Pentecostal Temple or Bishop Charles Laster. Either one. And you should be able to get us.
Great. All right. Bishop
Laster. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you, Bishop Lester.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, I just
thank
want to
you.
Say this. Oh, got some have friends.
Good, yep, have a great Sunday. Have a great day today. Missionary, go right ahead.
I just want to say to the Burkhardt family, God bless you and I love you today. And Reverend Murphy, God bless you. He's going to be with us maybe the next time we come back on air. And I want the whole people that listen to me, if you really want to make it through life, don't forget to take the Lord God with you. Don't forget to pray. And when you pray, let's think about other people that's out there. So many people, things are never going to be like they used to with some of us. But I tell you what, if you got God in your business, all is well. And I love you so much today, and I bless you so much, because God has been good to all of us. When you take him with you, things are going to be all right.
And missionary, we still have our hotlines open. We're waiting for to patch in Bishop Sharp. We're also trying to wait for Pastor Butler to call in. So hopefully we can get that in within the next 9 minutes before we go off the air. But it's great to hear from these great bishops across the city of Detroit, and to realize that they're not letting this national health and financial emergency slow them down in their mission to bring the word out. You know, it's challenging. And
yes,
I know it
is.
You know, I come from a preacher's family, too. I know what it's like. You know,
right.
My mom and dad are both ordained Methodist ministers. I know exactly what it involves. And there's a lot. It's a very challenging, and it's becoming more challenging over the years as
right.
different services are cut back and the church is being left to pick up the pieces to salvage.
You know
so
what,
we,
Mecca? God had a way of getting the whole world attention. People 3 or 4 months ago, people were going their way. When I say getting the whole world attention, this disease that's going around, everybody's stopping to listen. Some people done prayed, they never prayed. But it's time for you to get your house in order. We used to sing a song the old day, it's going to rain after a while. It's going to be fine next time. I ask you to trust God. That's all I really got to say this morning. Trust God. If you need
right.
your bill paid, you got to pay this, you got to do this, you don't know how you're going to pay your rent, don't know how. And then there's another thing about this affair. It brings a lot of the family together. Some of them have been together and ain't spoke to one another in years. God has a way of getting these people together, getting us together.
Well, you know, yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I think there's some lessons we learn, and when we come out of this, on the other side of this, it's got to change you,
yeah.
me. It's got to change everybody
uh-huh.
from the experiences that we've had to go through for this. This is a once-in-a-lifetime situation that we're going through right now. I was telling my son, and he's here engineering for us right now, that all this stuff never happened before in our lifetime.
No.
None of this has happened before. And it's going to be on us. If we don't learn anything from this, there's nothing that we won't learn anything if we don't learn anything from right now. And I think a lot
and
of people are.
This is what I'm saying, Mecca. God has a way of getting our attention.
Yeah.
You know, people are doing things, going places, coming to God that never called upon him. You
right.
know what I mean? It had,
yeah.
not, had not happened. This, you know what I'm trying. There's a way. God's still in control and in charge.
Yes. And I think we were thinking that, you know, unfortunately, yes, we know there are a lot of people suffering through what's going on right now. There's a lot of sickness and death going on. But then some families looking at and new children in the family. Some people are being able to, you know, exist better now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think right now some of us just have to learn that don't take things for granted. I think that's what the lesson is, that none of this is sure. God didn't promise us that we were going to have all the beautiful, perfect things in the world. And we didn't have it before this, but we really appreciate what God has done, and I do. So if there's anything about this morning, maybe it's a time that we all need to just testify and thank you, God, for helping us, for waking us up, for getting through this, and for being with us each day. It's a daily walk right now.
Daily
walk. And we rely on God on a daily basis, hourly basis, for the challenges that we're going through right now. Can I get an amen from the Sunday morning?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We want to say to Sister Mark, we love her. I think she's listening to us. God bless you, honey.
Yes, and Stacy Robinson, the Chief Operating Officer at Franklin Wright Settlement, Stacy Robinson, and we know they listen. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for the support of the program. We really appreciate that. And I just want to see Tony Booker. You got Tony Booker. You got any last remarks before we go off, Tony?
Yes, I just want to say give a shout out to my home church, Pleasant Grove Missionary Baptist Church, 13651 DeQuinder. We will be having our first outdoor service next Sunday right on the parking lot. So everybody come and join at 10 o'clock a.m. 10 o'clock a.m.
That's the way to
outdoor.
Do it.
Outdoor. And we had our first rehearsal yesterday on the line with Book Productions. So if you'd like to become a member of Book Productions, 313-576-6900. Give me the details. Thank
Great.
You.
Great. Thank you.
All
Thank
right.
you, Tony Booker. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, Sunday morning team. We've been here since 9 o'clock this morning. It's been an interesting, quick paced show. Henrietta, glad that you're on the line and hope you're feeling better too as the days go on.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
We love
Thank
all
you
of you.
Too,
all.
We love you too, missionary.
Love you,
and
too.
Love you,
you
mama.
Go. Don't forget to take the Lord God with you everywhere you go.
Amen.
Well, thank you. Thank you, all of you listening, to those of you listening online. We really appreciate you. And don't forget, starting in July, when you call the program, we will patch you through to get your question or comment. We're going to go to the hotlines, and we're going to go down the list, and we're going to give you a chance to make a comment or ask a question to Missionary Humphrey, the Sunday morning team, and so we can hear your voice, because Henrietta and Missionary and Kimberly, we've been getting requests. People have been texting me after the show saying that they wanted to make a comment, they wanted to say something. So we're going to open up and give them the opportunity. And it's just I'm just excited that we're able to do that. So, but thank you to those of you who are listening in Ontario, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia. We always have listeners down in Atlanta, Georgia, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. Thank you for listening to the program, to Missionary Hattie Humphrey. She's called the ambassador. We know you're listening. I hear from you all the time. And Missionary, I can tell our statistics are going up. We have more people calling in. We have more people listening online every month. So we thank you for listening and making this program an important program on Sunday mornings. Missionary, you got some closing remarks?
Yeah, I just want to say to everybody, God love you, and I do too. And when you get up in the morning, or you don't have to bow down on your knees, just always thank God for everything you do. And Michael, you're such a good, been there with me all these years. I got to say thank God for you and your family,
thank
but
you.
Especially you, together for almost 18 or 19 years.
It's
and
been
that's
a while.
A blessing.
Yes.
That's a
and
blessing.
It's a joy and an honor to serve
and Kimlin. And all of y'all, I need you. And we want to send a shout out to Mayflower Church. With Sunday,
Mayflower.
We had over 100 and some odd people out
and
on
Pastor
the
Butler.
And it was race. It was white, black on white, or whatever you want to call yourself. We all were there last Sunday. God bless you, Emma Bell.
God bless you all. We love you, missionary. Thank you, guys. See you next Sunday right here at 9 o'clock on blogtalkradio.com.
Have a great week.
Have a great week.
Love you all.
Love you.
Love you, too.
I love you.